Jelke goes down from the left block and gets this one to fall for two. He has nine, 41-27, 3:22 to play in the third quarter. Anthony forward to Muxlow, back up to Leshefsky, top of the key. Calvin Cook for three from the right wing, and this one's as good as the last one, and the one is before that.
That young man is in the zone.
He has 10 points in this quarter alone for 19. We have a whistle, and it'll be a foul against Brown City, number five, Jared McPhail. His first and team's first. Substitution, Evans Poglinski replaces Julian Tenerife, going with a little more height now. Andrew Geiger checks in, replaces Caleb Muxlow. 3 minutes remain in the third quarter. It's a 17-point lead, 44-27 for Brown City. At the top of the key, Ryan Seaman over to James Shelkey, right wing. Into the corner, Mason Yon, being guarded by McPhail. Trying to find his way down that baseline. Nothing there, and he kicks it right into the hands of Andrew Geiger. That's the ninth turnover for the Pirates tonight. 2:40 left in the third. Ford at the top of the key, down to the low post. Tulaszewski back out. Loose ball back in by Ford at the right wing. Slows things down. 2.5 to play in the third. Leshefsky into the corner to McPhail. McPhail skip past top of the key to Geiger. To the right wing, Ford resets the offense. Calvin Cook wants it. Instead, they give him to the right corner. Back to Ford, right wing. As James Shelkey and Geiger are going to work in the right block. Leshefsky, top of the key. Mr. Lewinsky giving him a room. Over to Geiger against Shelkey. Right wing. McPhail, left wing. Pops a three. This one's air ball. And out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball. 1:58 left in the third. They trail by 17 points. Largest lead for Brown City so far tonight. 1:55 left in the third quarter. Brady Kirsch brings it up over to Mason Yon, top of the key, being guarded by McPhail. Goes down the left side of the lane, and we have a whistle on the floor before the shot. It'll be against Brown City's number five, Jared McPhail. That's his second, team second. Calvin Cook and McPhail sit down. They're replaced by Calibro and Revels. Harbor Beach ball underneath their own hoop, trailing 27 to Brown City's 44. Yon inbounding to Kirsch in the left corner. Starts his dribble into the lane and loses a handle on it, and there's Revels to scoop it up. And James Shelkey on the other end steals it from Leshefsky. Pair of turnovers for both sides. Mason Yon has it at the right wing, and he is fouled as it was nearly a loose ball. This will be the third team foul for Brown City and the second against Cameron Revels. Substitution for Caleb Muxlow comes in, replaces Zen Leshefsky with 93 seconds left in the third quarter. Ryan Seaman gets the inbound for Harbor Beach, pops the three from the right wing, short. Rebound brought in by Brady Kirsch, keeps the possession alive. First offensive board in the second half for Harbor Beach, just the third of the night. Brady Kirsch's shot is somewhat tipped and brought in by Brown City's Calibro. We have a travel called as Cameron Revels couldn't keep his pivot foot. And that'll be the fifth turnover for Brown City in this third quarter, 10th of the night, despite extending this lead all the way out to 17. They're leading by 12 at the end, at halftime.
Well, they're doing it methodically is what they're doing. They're taking about 30 seconds, maybe 35 seconds off the clock each possession. And they're getting really good shots. Harbor Beach, contrast. You know, it's just not happening for them. It's one shot and done.
Mason Yon, turnaround jump shot off the mark. Rebound, Andrew Geiger. And we're heading the other way. Ford taking his time with 40 seconds left. Back to Muxlow, top of the key, being guarded by Smoglinski. Over to the right wing to Geiger, being guarded by Kirsch. Back up to Revels. To the right wing. To Calibro, back out to Ford. 20 seconds left in the third. Over the right wing to Muxlow. And we have a whistle as Smoglinski gave him a shiner.
Inadvertent on Evan, but it's still his third foul.
And Harbor Beach is fourth. Mason Yon sits down. He's replaced by number 32, Cole Anderson for Harbor Beach. First action for him tonight. 18.3 seconds left in the third quarter, 44-27. 17-point lead for Brown City. Inbounds to Anthony Ford. Being guarded by Ryan Seaman. Man-to-man for Harbor Beach's defense. To the left wing. And wide open in the underneath the basket is Anthony Ford for the basket. Nice play for Brown City as Seaman lets the half-court shot fly. And we have reached the end of the third quarter as Brown City leads by 19 points, 46-27 from Harbor Beach.
From Grab, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
Chevy Silverado is the best of the best. The most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road with the lowest cost of ownership. You gotta love Chevy Truck Month.
And we would like to thank all of you for voting Grab Chevrolet Buick the best of the best in the Sanilac County News Reader's Choice Awards for 2017. Best new car dealer, best used car dealer, best service, best body shop, and best oil change.
So to celebrate, we're bringing back one of our best offers. We will double the value of your trade up to $4,000.
And with your $4,000 trade equity, you can lease a four-wheel drive double cab starting at only $166 a month or a Chevy Equinox for only $75 per month.
Lease a Buick Encore for only $85 per month or a Cruze for only $76 per month.
So stop in and see the best, Graff and Chevrolet, where we'll beat your best deal by $500 or pay you $100 just for your time. Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year GMEPP lease with lease loyalty. $4,000 down or trade equity. All upfront fees due at signing.
Brown City now leads by 19 points after three quarters. Led by Calvin Cook's 19 points, 10 of those coming in the third quarter alone.
Clark, if there's going to be a perfect storm, it better happen quick.
Anthony Ford and the Brown City Green Devils on offense to start this fourth quarter. Leading 46-27, Anthony Ford goes right into the lane. The layup is missed, but he is fouled on the way up, and he'll go to the line for two shots. This foul will go against the big man, Evan Smiglinski, who now has four fouls. Harbor Beach's fifth team foul. And looks like Ron Rubel's going to keep Smiglinski in there.
Oh, yeah. Save him with three, play him with four.
Ford's first free throw is good. A lot of good things happening for this Brown City squad tonight.
They're really playing well.
Especially on the road. 20-point lead for the Green Devils. Check that, 21, as Ford goes 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He has 10 points. 48-27, 7:45 left in the fourth quarter. Ryan Seaman being guarded by Calvin Cook over to Cole Anderson, left wing. Feeds it into Smiglinski, back out to Anderson in the corner. James Shelke, the left wing. Starts his dribble down to the baseline, nothing there. Has kick out to Brady Kirsch at the left wing. One dribble pass over to Ryan Seaman, opposite wing. To the right elbow, Shelke dribbles into the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound, Andrew Geiger. Last tipped, though, out of bounds by Smiglinski. Brown City ball. Harbor Beach had just two rebounds in that third quarter compared to Brown City's seven.
Both squads loving shots.
Anthony Ford dribbles past Ryan Seaman, retreats at the right wing. Calvin Cook trying to go baseline, does not. Down to the low block to Geiger. He backs down Kirsch, and we have a whistle. Foul goes against Brady Kirsch and the Pirates. His second, team six. The rest of the way out, remaining 6 minutes, 57 seconds. Brown City will be at least shooting one free throw every foul. At the line, shooting two would be Andrew Geiger, and the first free throw is no good. He is now 0-for-5 from the free throw line. He has 10 points regardless off of five field goals, all coming from the first half. 6:57 left in the fourth quarter. The lefty's second free throw. This one's good. 1-for-6 on the night for Andrew Geiger. 11 points for him. 22-point lead for the Green Devils. Brady Kirsch up to James Shelke, top of the key. To the right wing to Cole Anderson. Mouthpiece and all. Tries to go to Brady Kirsch. And it's last touched by a green jersey out of bounds. Brady Kirsch will inbound it right at midcourt. 49-27, Brown City over Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach on coming home night for the Pirates. James Shelke gets the inbound over to Brady Kirsch, left wing. Trying to feed Smiglinski, nothing there. So they instead go to the high post to Anderson. Back to Kirsch to